legs. The key is the key of love, but it has two legs. Loving the Lord is one leg, and then loving your neighbor is the other leg. Now, Paul tried to break this down, and this is where we may end. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, and we'll read the first 9 verses. Are we in 1 Corinthians chapter 13? So that we can see the application of the love law as the key to winning the battles within. Those nations are part of the things that Paul was putting his fingers on here. Verse 1, though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, have not that key of love, I am become as a sounding a brass or a tinkling cymbal. Verse 2, though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have faith, I have all faith, so that I could remove mountains, and have not love, I am what? Something. I am something without love. Verse 3, and though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, and have not love, it will profit me something. Verse 4, now look at it. Love suffereth long. Is that a key? Love can suffer long where you have overcome the nation within that respond to quick anger. Hello? Hello? There are situations that bring the nation called anger from within. If there is such a situation of a challenge that could provoke you to anger and you can forbear, you can suffer it. Nothing is reacting. Nothing is acting from within. Amen. Then you have overcome that nation. Charity suffereth long and is kind. Now, love, it envies. Hello? Love envies. Now, how do you overcome envy? Key of love. Jesus said, the greatest commandment, love the Lord. And the next to it, love your neighbor. If you love your neighbor, will you envy your neighbor? Rather, you rejoice that your neighbor is progressing and you are not progressing. Oh, is that possible? Why did John say that he may increase, that I may decrease? Remember that John preached himself out of business. Behold, the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world. At that instance, all the disciples they deserted him. And they follow Jesus. He preached himself out of business. If you are in that position, even though you know this is the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world. Number one, John was older than Jesus in age and in ministry. In fact, Jesus should sit down and John should teach him a little about the tactics of ministry, how to get population increase. But he said, this is the man. Praise the Lord. There was nothing burning. In fact, after some time, some came and said, the man you introduced to us, he's having more disciples, winning more disciples than you. He said, what is my own business about that? He said, it is the bridegroom that has the bride. He said, in this, my own joy is fulfilled. Can you say your joy is fulfilled seeing your brother prospering while you are struggling and fasting and praying and things are not happening? Praise the Lord. Jesus said, the love law will conquer all nations within. Love the Lord with all your spirit, your heart. Love the Lord with all your soul. Those areas where envy is seated. Those areas where anger is seated. Those areas where lust is seated. If you love your neighbor, you will not envy your neighbor. If you love your neighbor, you will not be angry with your neighbor. Praise the Lord. Now, the next verse. It vaunteth not itself and is not proved up. It does not project itself. Where there is love, then love will not, there is no self-light to project where there is love, in the environment of love. So love conquers the tendency in you to project yourself. It doesn't make sense. It does not project itself. It's not proved up. To be proved up is to be moved with pride. If somebody is not involved, pride is not stirred up. You want to remember that I know when this young man was born. He should not speak where people like us are talking. But the love key, we voice in the young man, prospering right in the eyes of those who raise him up. Praise the Lord. So love does not project itself, neither does it vaunt itself. Number five, he does not behave itself unseemly. And then he does not seek his own. He does not assert. There are many of us here, even in our offices, we will assert our opinion. We will assert ourselves. Because that's the only way you can prove that you are above. Praise the Lord. In the local assembly, somebody has to show that he is here. Why? Because he has not come to the place of the application of the key of love. He does not seek its own. He's not easily provoked. Anger is a nation within. You may have conquered anger without. But do you know that you can be angry preaching? Anger can be, you can vex your anger in the place of preaching. Now, they have not seen you boxing on the outside because you have overcome that. But there is something that you must address with your preaching. And it comes and somebody can touch the anger. Amen. It's a nation within that must be overcome. But the love law or the key of love will overcome it. Love will bring you to humility and meekness. The meaning of meekness, you know, the Bible says that Jesus was meek, riding upon the coat of an ass. He said, your Messiah cometh lowly in heart, riding upon the coat of an ass. The word meekness means you have an opinion, but you consider the opinion of another person superior to your own, even though your opinion is superior. That's meekness. Praise the Lord. Meekness recognizes, even though I have a superior opinion, I don't see it as a superior opinion. I see that other opinion superior to my own. That's why Paul said that you should give honor to your brother. Consider your brother better than you. That's part of the writings of Paul. But that is love that brings that. It's humility. It's love that provokes humility. Part of the fruit of love is humility and meekness. Praise the Lord. I can assure you that if you have anger, for instance, you can fast and pray. It's good to fast and pray. But when you discover the key of love, it will overcome that anger. Amen. You can fast and pray, but no man may lay hands on you because anger cannot be cast out. Many times, brethren see visions and in the vision they interpret, they say, that sister is a witch. The sister is not flying, but the dream shows that you are a witch. What is seen in that dream is not because you are a medium that fly in the night, but there are certain characters in you. You remember that the Bible says the sin of disobedience is as witchcraft. So if you are disobedient, a recalcitrant person, a stubborn person, somebody may pick you up and see you as a witch. And so they bring you for deliverance and you are not manifesting. Whereas what you need to do is to deal with that character, is to deal with that habit, is to deal with that nation within. And we are comfortable because the things are there, only known to us. It's not even known to our brother that we have it. So we are comfortable cohabiting with it. Praise the Lord. Caleb died. His children had not yet possessed all the land of the promise allotted to Caleb. But Caleb was a man of faith. In fact, Caleb and Joshua, they had their own minority report of those who went to spy the land. So Joshua should see the whole land conquered in his lifetime. But this did not happen. Why? For us to know that we need to overcome, we need to know that to enter into that rest, we need to labor. Praise the Lord. In fact, when Joshua was done, he said, well, I go the way of the Oaf. And he reminded them of what God said to Moses. So if you don't keep what God said to Moses, you will perish. God has said, destroy all the nations, otherwise they will consume. They will be a trap for you. They will be a thorn in your flesh. They will be trouble to you. They will provoke you. Even though I've finished my own lot, Joshua was one of those who died without obtaining the promises. The promise was obtained partially. He entered the land and yet he did not enter into rest. But that's not our lot and portion. God desires for us that we are not going to have that promise partially, but I will have it in fullness. Praise the Lord. But then, beloved brother and sister, there are wars within to overcome. Some are quieter and more latent and more pretentious within. There are some of us, we look so gentle, but when God allows that thing to rear up its head, you know that inside is a beast. Hello? There are some who are seated here this evening that are cohabiting with beast nature on the inside. And for you to be a partaker of Christ, brother, you have to overcome that beast. If you ever sense an anger in you, it's reason why you know you have to start to fight war. If you sense some lust in you, it's enough reason to enter into a fresh battle because you have to win that battle. If it was possible for Paul not to win Christ at that level, then I think the counsel in Hebrews chapter 4 is very important. Let us fear, lest the promise left us, we fall short of it. Praise the Lord. Verse 5 again. Love does not behave itself unseemly. It does not seek its own. It's not easily provoked, and then it does not think evil. Do you think evil in your mind? A nation to conquer. And the key of conquering is love. Verse 6. It does not rejoice in iniquity, but it rejoices in truth. Look at that, verse 7. Love bears all things. It's not bearing one or two things. It bears all. It believeth all. It hopeth all. And then it endureth all things. Can we see something? So if you still do not have something called endurance, love is missing. And John said, if you love, then you have passed from death unto what? If you do not love, that means you yet abide in the realm of death. Praise the Lord. Verse 7, it bears all things, it believes all things, it hopes all things, it endures all things. Verse 8, it does not fail. Love does not fail. In all the battles, it does not fail. Prophecy will fail, brother. Whether there be tongues, they will do what? They will cease. Whether there be knowledge, they will do what? They will vanish away. Verse 9, because all those spiritual manifestations are still in the realm impact. And when that which is perfect, when we enter into perfection, we have no need of that. But love is what? John said, God is a love. Praise the Lord. So, he who lives in love lives in God. And God cannot fail because God abides forever. So, love is the key to winning the yet unconquered territories. All those habits, all those traits, which cannot be said to be of the character of Christ, it is love that can deal with them. A test of your love for God will show in the things you have overcome and in the things you are overcoming daily. A test of how much you love the people around you will show in the things you overcome daily. When you find yourself falling for the things that you ought to have overcome, it is because that key of love is missing. Praise the Lord. There are territories yet to be conquered if we must get to the other side. Those territories, they are not the enemies on the outside. They are the enemies. The Bible says the enemies of a man are those within his house. Is there something like that? The enemies of a man are the very persons within his house. Where is your house? Your house, the Bible says, this is the house of the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord. He that destroyed that temple, God shall destroy him. So it's a house. And the enemies, the greatest enemy we are fighting now, they are not the enemies on the outside. That's why the Bible says that our warfare is not carnal, but they are spiritual. Praise the Lord. So the war we are fighting now, they are not wars you can win with gun. They are not wars you can win with sword. They are wars that you have to overcome to be a partaker of Christ. We are talking about entering into perfection. Perfection means you're overcoming something. The things you're overcoming is not the things that we award you a certificate in this world. They are the things that you battle with daily. They are the wars within the soul. And you must win that battle, brother, if you must be a partaker of Christ. To be a partaker of Christ, you must hold fast and steadfast the beginning of the race. Unto the end, not abandoning it. Esau abandoned it, he became a fornicator. We shall not be fornicators. We will not trade away this great promise which has been laid for us. Can we be on our feet as we pray? Can we be on our feet as we pray? Hebrews chapter 4 says, let us fear, lest a promise left for us. Say, let us therefore fear, lest a promise being left of us, of entering into his rest, any of you should seem to come short of it. The greatest challenge to us today is not the physical enemy we can see with our eyes. They are the little foxes that spoil the vine. And we must win that war. I want us to talk to the Lord. And let us make a fresh commitment to the Lord by faith. And tell the Lord, I must win this war. I must overcome the enemies within this house. Your enemy is not your brother, beloved. Your enemy is not your sister in the fellowship. The enemies are within. And we need to enter into a fresh commitment. We need to rededicate ourselves to the Lord and say, Father, this promise, I will not come short of it. This promise, I will not come short of it. Do you know that a good dimension of our physical problems will disappear if we win the wars within? High blood pressure can be a result of the battle you have not won within, brother. Because you are bottled in day and night. Why? There is this anger that is bottled inside. There is this situation that makes you to keep someone at an arm's length. There is this condition where you need to forbear, where you need to endure, where you need to be patient, but which you have not overcome and which you must overcome. But it requires for us to enter into a rededication. Do you know that problems in families are there because we have not applied the love law? Someone thinks that our problem is our husband, or our problem or his problem is the wife. No. There is a war you must win within, and then you enter into rest. The Bible says, we who have believed in this message, we are entering into our rest. But that those who enter into their rest, who are entering into their rest, they are ceasing from their own works. As God sees from his own works in the beginning. We war every day. We have not known rest because we have not applied the key of love. I want us to just submit ourselves afresh unto the Lord. There may be conflicts we are fighting, which, as it were, have become a barrier to our Christian work. But remember, those conflicts are there because the devil does not want you to inherit the promise. So you think that if you can subdue your partner or your friend or your brother, you have won the battle. For a season, you may be satisfied and self-comforted, but then you have lost something. Why don't you become like a fool in losing that battle? And let it be the other person who can be seen as winning over you, so that the promise left of you or left for you you do not fall short of it. Whatsoever you think you gain by insisting on your own, whatsoever you think you are gaining by winning the argument, cannot be compared with the weight of glory by losing the argument now and entering into your rest, entering into the fullness of the promise. I just want us to submit to the Lord. I believe as I speak tonight, there are those of us who are fighting some conflicts. We have conflicts in our experiences. Who have running battles. If those battles can cease, then we can't see an immediate problem before us. But I perceive the Lord is saying to you, brother, that you drop your weapons. Drop your weapons. For if you prevail in the argument, then you are losing something on the side of eternity. So drop those battle weapons. All the carnal weapons, drop them. Drop the arguments. Submit those arguments in the light of the weight of glory that cannot be compared with whatsoever gain you can have by winning the argument. Just tell the Lord, I submit to your will. I let my will go in this matter. Because I love you, I choose to become a fool in the matter. Jesus said the greatest commandment, love the Lord with all your heart, with all your mind. Father, because I love you, I submit this argument. Even though in the natural I know that I have a superior argument, but I lose it because of your glory. Paul said, everything I thought I have gained, I threw it away. I counted all things as lost because of a glory that excels. Brother, how big is the matter you cannot let go? How important is that matter to you? In the light of eternity, in the light of the promise that is ahead of you. If you win the battle, if you win the argument, and you lose your place in the fullness of that promise, what have you gained, brother? In our heart, we should come before the Lord with a sense of submission and say, Father, I let go the argument. I believe I'm talking to some people. As I speak now, I believe I am talking to some people that need to say, Father, I submit everything in the light of the promise that is ahead of me. I let go the argument. It may make you look stupid and foolish. It may humiliate you. It may appear to frustrate you. But why don't you let it go? So that the promise left for you, you do not come short of it. If our brethren can help me with this song, I am thine, O Lord. I've heard thy voice. I am thine, O Lord. I have. Draw me near.
Oh, nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me nearer, blessed Lord, to thy precious bleeding side. As you greet me to your sacred heart, I
draw me nearer. Take it two more times prayerfully and as a prayer of consecration.
Oh,
bring about a change in me. Master, Savior, cleanse me from iniquity. Stretch forth your hand and make me whole. I stand awaiting the victory over the kingdoms that war within my soul.
In my spirit, we have an opportunity this evening to deal with these nations within, and the Lord is laying upon my heart that we need to open up unto Him this evening. Call those nations by name. You know the nations. You know the nations. Is it the nations of anger? Is it the nations of bitterness? Is it the nation of wrath? Is it the nations of fornication? Whatever that nation is, you know it. And the Lord says you should call it by name. Open your heart unto Him and ask Him for help. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves. And the Lord is saying unto us this evening that there are all unconquered lands. And that you need to conquer this land before you can move onto the other side. There is help in the house this evening. So call unto the name of the Lord. For he said, as many that shall call upon the name of the Lord, they shall be saved. Brethren, it's a serious matter. It's a very serious matter. If Moses has addressed that nation of anger several years ago, when he manifested, when he killed the Egyptians, he would have possessed the land. That nation was there 40 years ago. He kept living with that nation. When the Lord said, speak unto the rock, he struck the rock. The nation was there. When he would call the people of God, thou stiff-necked people, the nation was there. He never addressed it. But tonight, you have an opportunity to call upon the name of the Lord. Lord, this nation, I shall not be slave unto it this anymore. Stretch forth your hand and make me whole. Let the fire of your presence consume even these nations from within. I shall no longer co-dwell with this nation. Open your mouth Open your mouth and call upon the name of the Lord this evening. Call upon the name of the Lord this evening. Oh, my brethren, it's one of the pillars that the Lord has unveiled unto us. We cannot cross over without conquering this land. We cannot cross over without conquering this land. Battles in the home, battles in the offices, battles in my relationship with my brethren. Is there still hate? Is there still limitation? Are there boundaries that are placed round about my brethren? Are there yokes that are placed upon my brethren? He that hated abides in darkness. He cannot come into the fullness. Neither can such a one win the Christ. Let's ask the Lord for help tonight. Lord, this nation, the Bible said those nations, they have chariots of iron. But the Lord has said, I will give you this land. It's a faithful God. He knew that these nations had chariots of iron. He knew that they had horses. But the Lord that is with you is more than able to destroy these nations. If only we will obey. If only we will open our hearts unto Him tonight and ask Him for help. Search out your heart, my brethren. Ask the Lord to locate those nations. Let Him locate those nations. Let Him locate those nations. Brethren, there's no hiding place for those nations. The Lord has released the honey, the beings tonight to search out those nations. No hiding place, no excuse. It's because of my brethren. No, it is that the nations are there. That's why they find expression. But tonight there's help in His presence. There's help in His presence. There's help in His presence. To break this yoke, this slavery. Cry unto the Lord. As many that shall call upon the name of the Lord, they shall be saved. They shall be saved. Lord, we call upon your name tonight. Oh, Lord, we call upon your name tonight. Lord, we call upon your name tonight. The scripture says, none shall hurt one another upon the Lord's mountain. The lion shall live with the kid. The bear and the cow shall feed together. Those are natures and characters. But upon God's holy mountain, the holy influence comes upon them and they are torn for His good. None shall hurt upon His holy mountain. Let's call upon the name of the Lord tonight. Oh God. Oh God. Oh God. Oh God. The scripture says, by the strength of man shall not prevail. It's not by your resolution. Call upon the blood this evening. Take hold of the cross. Lay hold upon the horns of the altar. And say, Lord, this nation, I shall no longer pay tribute to this nation. We know the nations. It is one of the pillars that the Lord has revealed unto us tonight. Unless these lands are conquered, there's no use going on to the other side. We need to conquer this land. In our homes, in our lives, in our relationship. Lord, we cry unto you tonight. We cry unto you tonight. We cry unto you tonight. No excuse is good enough. Oh, it's a trait that runs in my family. You are not of that family. You are of the ancestry of Christ. You have a new genealogy. Oh, no excuse is good enough. Brethren, it's a serious matter. It's a serious matter, but there is help. There is grace. There's an unction of the Lord upon us tonight. If we will open up our hearts unto Him, that Lord, you will lower your hand upon me. Lord, you will lower your hand upon me. 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 Is it a spirit of impatience? Is it a spirit that envies? Is it a bitter heart? Oh, when the Lord is prospering your brethren, you find yourself agitated. When the Lord says, rejoice with them that rejoices, you find that you cannot rejoice. Brethren, cry out unto the Lord tonight. When you wish your brethren harm and evil, it's not of the Lord. It's abiding in darkness. But we can cry unto him tonight. There is power in the blood. There is power in the blood. This blood reaches unto the highest mountain. It reaches unto the lowest valley. This blood can take away my sin. Can take away this deep chrism. Can take it away and make me white as snow. Lord, we plead the blood of the Lamb tonight. We lay hold upon the altar. We lay hold upon the altar. We lay hold upon the altar. We lay hold upon Let's receive the spirit of obedience. Let's receive the willingness to obey. Say, receiving with meekness the engrafted word that is able to save our soul. Receive with meekness the engrafted word. Obey. If the Lord is asking you for restitution, obey tonight. The Lord is asking you for forgiveness of yourself and of your brethren. Obey tonight. It's only as we receive with meekness the engrafted word that our soul can know a saving and an overcoming. Father, we bless you tonight. Lord, we honor you tonight. I want us to take this song, It Is the Blood That Cleanses Me. And I'll give the mic to Brother Richard to pray. It is the blood that cleanses me. Brethren, the blood has the power to suck out these bitter waters. Brethren, the sweet water and the bitter waters, they cannot flow from the same fountain. It's not possible. But tonight, the power of the Lord is upon us to permanently dry up these bitter waters. That the waters henceforth that shall proceed out of this well shall be sweet waters, waters of life, waters of healing, waters of encouragement, of forbearance, of forgiveness, of love, even the love key. We shall not just hear with the hearing of the ears. Masukre bahandisha. Masitro sikamash. Masekabos. Just a minute, please. The Lord says there are individuals here that have grudges, ancient grudges with folks that are close to you. Yes, they've hurt you. They've wounded you. And you've heard them for so many years. The Lord is asking you, to let go tonight. That as long as you hold on to your position of justification, that it brings a defilement upon you. It brings a limitation. It brings a dark cloud round about you. And the Lord is saying unto you that the blood of the Lamb is available for you to forgive and to let go and to follow through by going to such individuals to tell them that you are forgiven and you have let them go. That the Lord says you begin to enjoy a new lease of life. Let's say that song, "It's the blood that cleanses me."
It's the blood that cleanses me.
Beloved brethren, as our brother was preaching tonight, I felt like my soul leaping right out of my being. This is an opportunity to enter into life. When we started this meeting, the Lord said there would be instructions. It was very clear. Some people are waiting for one force to come upon them and just move them into some things. But these are the instructions that we are required to follow and enter into life. Something that occurred to me, if you are going through tough times, maybe because of a fault of yours, you should consider yourself blessed. I asked myself, what if the Lord kept quiet and wouldn't chastise you and just let you go? You will continue in your ways and be destroyed. Beloved brethren, the position Esau was is not a position to be. It's terrible to, if you've ever cried for something and the thing is not coming and you cry and you really feel a sense of loss, that cannot yet be compared to what Esau went through. Esau prayed and cried when he should have entered into his inheritance, but he could not. It was a hopeless case. And here we are being offered an opportunity. Honestly, I'm not God, but I'm not satisfied with even my response to the message tonight. You can imagine, and some people were much more fervent than I was. But I'd like us to be much more fervent in prayers. These nations within. Did you hear what he said? Moses was not conquered by the powers of physical Egypt. It was the Egypt within, the invisible Egypt, that messed him up. Sorry for the term.
It's important that we really know what this is
and respond appropriately. I expected to see men and women tearing their hearts
in repentance and in crying out to God to intervene.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
If you have been angry with God, why me? Why is it that it's only me? Everything is just turned against me. Why is Brother so and so not having it so rough? You should consider yourself lucky to be chastised by God. If you made a mistake and the Lord decided to punish you for it, to correct you, you should consider yourself very lucky,
very happy.
Praise the name of the Lord. It's very important. This thing I'm saying, I had a very small experience. It took the Lord to comfort me and tell me, no, it's not as though you've lost something. I wanted to draw your attention away from something.
I just felt that I should share it with you before I would like all of us to rise up to our feet and just take another 3 minutes to pray. My cars were giving me problems. I couldn't do anything about it. I will be going for missions. My car will get stuck on the way. I will abandon it there and take taxi. Brother Lumide, bless his heart, will go and tow it. There was one day, Brother Lumide and Brother Wale Akiwande were towing my car 9 p.m. in the night after I had gone for the work of missions.
This went on for a while.
So one day I came back towards the close of the year and I said, look, I want to work on my cars, so at least so that they will be good, because this is the new year and I will travel, my family will be there, my wife may want to go and do one thing or the other, at least let there be one good car in the house. So I took the car out and I went to the mechanic, spent all day working on it. On my way back, I just wanted to stop to buy fuel. The car stopped. Now remember, I've been all day with the mechanic, sweated. If you've ever been to Mechanic Village in Abuja, it's not a place to spend 2 hours. But I spent all day there working. The car was now fine. I drove it. Everything was fine with it. I did not drive up to 10 kilometers. I pulled into a petrol station to buy fuel, and the car refused to start. I was angry. I must confess, I was very angry. I said, Lord, but why? You know I should not even be driving this kind of car in the first place. I came out of the car, jammed the doors of the car. It's not a prideful thing to say, but I'm confessing before all of you. Jammed the door of the car and came out, you know. And those were things I used to do spiritually. I can get to a highway, stop my car and start prophesying to a place. But this time around, I was angry. I said, but why? Lord, you know, if not that you held up my finances 1, 2, 3, 4 places, I should not even be driving a car that would be stopping like this in the first place. And while I was pacing up and down, this thing I'm saying, if you saw me, you would have wondered if this was Brother Richard. I was really very angry, pacing up and down. Then, while I went this way, I was coming back, and a man on crutches, one leg all POP'd, holding a very big stick, apprehended me. Excuse me, sir. God bless you, sir. I said, well, God bless you. And I passed him. He said, no, wait, sir, please. You can see I can't work. I need some money to go back home. Hi. I said, you know, because in frustration, I said, look, I am trying, as you see me now, I am stranded here. I can't even get home. You are telling me to give you money. So I passed him. I took about 3-4 steps, and I heard the voice of the Lord clearly. He said, but you could have attended to his problem and given him some money. Then I realized I had about 2,000 naira or more inside this pocket. I said, okay, Lord, I'm sorry. You know it's out of frustration. I turned around. The guy had disappeared. There was no house he could have entered. There was no vehicle passed me while I was doing this. Nobody picked him. The man vanished into thin air. Now, I'm not telling Africa magic story. It happened December last year, December 2011. I forgot. I said, Lord, I have to give this man money. You must send somebody today, because look, it's not that I am not as selfish as that. It's not that I don't want to give him, but Lord, why I was really feeling, I felt the depth of maybe a fraction of what this almost have felt. This thing that we are saying, if you don't have an experience, when they say Esau cried, and, you know, it was a hopeless case. It dawned on me that might have been an angel or even the Lord himself that stopped me in the heat of my problems. Praise the name of the Lord. And then, while I was in that frustration, really praying for the Lord, please, Lord, you know, am I really as selfish as that? Is the Lord trying to tell me that I am selfish? But if there's anything you could accuse me of, it shouldn't be selfishness. Then I heard the voice of God clearly again. These things I'm saying is not one touch inside your mind. I'm hearing a voice audibly. He said, no, it is not because you were selfish. I just wanted you to know that you should be ready to attend to other people's problems no matter the state you are in. It was then my heart rested. I thought I had missed it. For the Lord himself to come down and say, give me something. And I said, no. Praise the name of the Lord. May you never be in a state where you have obeyed the Lord to the point disobeyed the Lord, the point Esau and some of the Old Testament saints did. There is a point of irreversibility in certain things that we may do in disobedience to God's will and purposes. So when we are saying fighting, those things don't happen one day. They don't happen overnight. You don't commit certain sins by mistake. Just happen. A man who has been very hot in spirit, nothing within, just come and falls to fornication. You don't commit a sin like fornication by mistake. It's not by mistake. If you've ever fallen into this sin, you know what I'm talking. It's not by mistake. You prepare for it. You are ready for it. You make room for it. You make provision for it. These are the things that may be lurking around inside of us that the Lord is giving us opportunity to deal with. And we are sitting down. Some people are chatting up at the gallery. And some people are just chatting away and doing absolutely nothing about it. It's terrible because the message of tonight is a person and will bear witness. The Lord will tell you, but I gave you opportunity and you did not make use of it. People with anger, people with envy, people with backbitings, problems in the fellowships are because somebody feels that person is just trying to know. We have to find a way to upstage him and all kinds of things. Brethren praying that a brother should lose all the things he has because he does not know what the people in need are going through. Does a brother have to lose all the things he has for another person to learn a lesson or for him to learn a lesson? Why don't you pray? Our brother gave us by the Spirit of the Lord a principle, love. Love. There's an instruction Brahim must give that I don't think many of us here consider, probably even heard. He said, if you have odds against people, you have things in your heart against persons, that you should meet with them and straighten it out. It's very right, Brother Amos. He said, get up, go and meet the person and reconcile with the person. Look, these things are serious. Some of these kings are spirits. They will sit there. And when you want to go, they will tell you, no, don't go. Don't do that. Why should you do that? No, don't do that. I beg of you, beloved brethren. This is the time to pray. Anger is a spirit. It's a demonic spirit. But it's also a nature. Even when you cast out the spirit, you need to do some work to get rid of the nature within. But for some, I am seeing around, even the demon is still there. If you still say come out, there's something that could still come out. Beloved, we should be much more violent against these forces. Beloved brethren, it's very important that we do. I pray that the Lord will help us. May none of you come to a point of irreversibility in evil doings. No. This is the time. The fact that this message came tonight means that you can still be redeemed. Everyone here tonight is still redeemable. And there's the need, therefore, to now sit down and say, I will never go that far. I will never go. Envy, please get out of my life. Lord, empower me. Lay upon me the anointing to overcome this permanently. Enter into a covenant with the Lord. Record today's date. I enter into this covenant with you, Lord. I will never go that far. I will not be as Esau, who was profane. Profanity is somebody who treats spiritual things with levity. Deep spiritual things. You say, what is it? You say, what it is? What is it to a deep spiritual truth? You are incurring the wrath of God. You are courting the wrath of God. May you never go as far as that. And this is the time to pray about it. If you have been angry with God, as I perceive in my spirit some people are, because certain things were happening around you, and you say, the Lord does not want to forgive me now, so let him go on. You should be happy that the Lord decided to punish you if you did something wrong.
It's not everybody he punishes for doing something wrong. For some, he actually urges them on to continue to do it so that their cup will be full, so that he can deal with them. It is the son that the Lord loves that he chastises. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So you should not be angry with God at all. Neither be angry with the servant who preached or declared the word to you. There is the need to deal with that. God is no respecter of person, so he is not going to say, this man have gone to nations for me, so I will pardon him. He doesn't do that. You must repent. You must cry to him to give you the grace for repentance. You must ask the Lord for help. We are going to ask him for help. Jabez asked the Lord for help. He was living in constraint and he said, God, I pray that you enlarge my coast. Don't let iniquity have the dominion over me. I'm trying to urge us to pray, beloved brethren. And as we take the next round of prayers, we will all stand on our feet and we are going to pray. I want you to take out time to really pray for yourself. Be agitated, because the things that we are spoken about are things of life and death. I have never seen somebody who was under the threat of death folding one leg and just say, well, I'll just pray in my mind. When you are in a vehicle and it's going to crash, do you just shout in your mind? No, you don't. You cry out, you jump out if possible. This thing has, such weight. It's a matter of life or death. We will choose life. And because we want to choose life, we are going to come before the Lord and renounce all the things that we are listed tonight. All these nations, all covenants we have with them. Some of us are entering into covenants with these nations. Somebody offended, say, I will never forgive him. By God, I will never forgive him. You've sworn. You've entered into a covenant with one of these nations, unforgiveness. And so the thing is there. Israel began to give their daughters in marriage to these nations and began to marry their daughters, imbibing their ways, and they worshipped their gods. And that made them unable to take full control of their inheritance. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I want us to pray, beloved brethren. Let's try against the kingdoms within our souls. Let's say, you kingdoms within my soul, kingdoms of envy, kingdoms of lasciviousness, kingdoms of lust, kingdoms of immorality, kingdoms of profanity, kingdoms that hold me bound, that will not allow me to enter into the fullness of life that God promised me. Today, I renounce all my covenants with you, all agreements that I have entered into with you, deliberately or not, whichever way, either deliberately or inadvertently. Let us renounce all covenants, all agreements with these evil nations within us, in the name of Jesus. This tendency to treat spiritual things of heavy weight, to treat them with levity and treat them like a common thing, just because you don't like the face of a brother, he brings forth a message that can save your life and you commonize it, you despise it. You say, well, who is he self? What does he know? Whereas your life and victory depends on that promise, on that word that is brought forth. Cry out to God and say, oh God, I sever all connections with the spirit of profanity. The weighty things of God, the spiritually weighty things, will mean much to me. I will be ready to sacrifice on account of spiritual things. On the truth that the Lord has given me, I will lay down my life. By the help of God, by the strength of my God. Oh, you kingdoms, kingdoms of darkness, kingdoms that make us to roll in the dust, the Philistine kingdoms, today we sever all connections with you. We break your power over our souls. We break your power over our being. The territory of my life belongs to God. I will enter into my inheritance. I will not live
any enemy in my territory. All enemies get out of my territory. All enemies get out of my territory. All enemies of my soul, lust, lasciviousness, get out, get out, get out in the name of Jesus, out of my being, out of my soul. Let us deal with the enemy, the nation of unbelief. It was because of unbelief that Israel did not enter the land. They did not take the promise because they did not believe in the word of God. Tonight, we are going to break all covenants with unbelief. All treaties, all agreements with the nation of unbelief, we are going to break it in the name of Jesus. Unbelief will not follow us. Unbelief will not be found within us. We will have grace and ability to believe every word of the Lord. Every word of the Lord. Lakoshte mahajabamona endoralabaha mejesto kalamandre raboste velidinon ali brivanandaya bashukalanaba embrede daralatorate is abidinon. I'm the breed of bidding on. Majako de monontaya. A breed of la vabadi. Elus de monanda la babashide. Ekus de rilimanon. Ma pa flibabaha. Embrovezistora. Rekus de mahalandia. We bind the spirits that fire unbelief. We bind the spirits that propagate unbelief in our souls. We dislodge them. We dislodge them. From our hearts, we dislodge them. From our souls, we dislodge unbelief. From our minds, we dislodge unbelief. In the name of Jesus, we embrace the spirit of faith. We embrace the spirit of faith. Beloved, begin to embrace. Embrace the spirit of faith. Embrace the spirit of faith. Embrace the spirit of faith. Embrace the spirit of faith within your being. You will have faith. At the darkest moment, you will trust God. You will wait on Him alone. You will trust Him. The ability to trust God without looking for alternatives. Ability to hold on to Jehovah alone. O traba yahatash te beninon. Marab de mandala babashite. Eskunde botachanda yabaha. Mandere bosura ladaba. Brada preda shandara mahasukarilada. Blessed be God forever. Lord, we will hear your voice and we will believe you forever. When we hear your voice, we will believe you forever. Anything to the contrary, we break its power over our being today. Thank you, mighty Father. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, please hold hands of the next person to you. We are going to pray. I want us to pray for one another. Beloved brethren, this is a serious matter. Remember this, that on the other side where we are is a place where the man of Gadara is delivered. That's what this meeting is all about. Deliverance. Release. Oh, blessed be God forever. We will yet hear more about this. In Deuteronomy, the Bible said, Moses prophesying of God, which is a type of this man, he said, of God, that's Jacob rather, of God, he said, a troop will overrun him. He said, but he will overcome in the end. For many of us, a troop has overrun us. We are knocked down to the ground by a series of complex problems in our hearts and souls. But by God who enlarged God, Moses said, God shall become free, a free man. He will have children. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Tonight we are going to pray for the next person. Tell him, the Lord has said of you, my brother, my sister, that a troop will overrun you, but that in the end, you will overcome. This is that end. Therefore, you will overcome. Prophesy victory into the life of that person. Total victory. Victory. Victory in all aspects of life. When we come together, the Bible said we should tarry for one another. Tarry for your brothers. Tarry for your sisters. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Of God, it has been said that a troop will overrun me. Yea, we have been overrun by a troop of demons, a troop, legions of spirits, legions of evil characteristics, legions of demonic and demoniacal tendencies. Today, the word of the Lord is fulfilling unto us that in the end, and this is the end of time, we shall overcome. We shall overcome. Therefore, I prophesy victory to my brethren. We receive victory. Receive the grace for victory. Victory in your life. Victory in your soul. Victory in your mind. Victory in your being. Victory in all your warfares. 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 Victory in your marital life. Victory in your family life. Victory in your businesses. Victory in your spiritual walk. Victory over sin. Victory over death. Victory over demonic kingdoms. Victory in the daytime. Victory in the nighttime. Victory at all times. In the name of Jesus. Ikobosaya. 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 Mandaboko sterilama. Betrele manamahaya. Ipala la la babaha. Mojakata mandarili dibadaya. Receive grace for victory. Victory in all your ways. Victory in all your ways. Victory in everything. Victory. The devil will no longer be able to deceive you. Victory at all times. Victory over the spirit of deceit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The power of God is sufficient to deliver us. We magnify his power. We magnify his power above every problem. We magnify the power of God. We magnify his glory. We magnify his power tonight. In Jesus' name. Now repeat this out very loud. My brother, my sister, these evil characteristics that has overrun you, from today, according to the word of the Lord, you will see them no more. In the name of Jesus. 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 Thank you, Heavenly Father. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Oh, Mashandalala Bokota Shadarama Hosaya. We bless you, our Father. Hallelujah.